There are heroes among us. And when it's someone you know, it becomes real.
My son, Eric, is Marine Lance Corporal Eric Hirschberg. He's 20 years old when he was killed in Al Anbar province in October of 2006. And he wanted to be a Marine from a very young age. He was a fiercely patriotic young man who wanted to serve his country, and he loved his country. And he was killed in Al Anbar province when that was, at the time, was an Al-Qaeda stronghold in one of the most violent places in Iraq. And that whole awakening strategy where we kind of paired with the local chieftains to fight the insurgents started with his unit, actually, in Al Anbar province.
Did you know at the time when he was stationed there the danger that he was in?
I knew it, and he knew it as well. When he enlisted in the Marines, the next thing that he said was, I'm going to be in the infantry, which is, you know, the toughest job in the Marines, and I want to go to Iraq as soon as possible.
Wow.
Because that's where I can make a difference with my life.
Here at WRBS, we consider it a privilege to honor the men and women serving in our military. They're the real heroes. Tell us about your military hero and email us at heroes@wrbs.com. There are heroes among us. And when it's someone you know, it becomes real.
My son is Marine Lance Corporal Eric Hirschberg. He's 20 years old when he was killed in Al Anbar province in October of 2006. When he enlisted in the Marines, the next thing that he said was, I'm going to be in the infantry and I want to go to Iraq as soon as possible.
Wow.
Because that's where I can make a difference with my life. And as a parent, when you hear that, and on the one hand, you're just intensely proud of your son because of, you know, the selfless character that he shows, but I was scared to death as well. And you can't let him know that, of course, but I knew that he was going into a hornet's nest, and I think he knew that too.
And he was ready.
He was ready from a lot of different standpoints. Physically, he was in great shape, of course, but I think emotionally and spiritually, he really deepened his faith while he was in the Marine Corps, which is kind of unusual. But he actually was in the Word every night, and I think he realized that his time on this earth was, I think at some level he realized it was going to be temporary, and I think he was preparing himself for the next phase of his life, even before this one was over.
Here at WRBS, we consider it a privilege to honor the men and women serving in our military. They're the real heroes. Tell us about your military hero and email us at heroes@wrbs.com.